Welcome to Code Ink, a world in which I've created from my brain and it helps others become successful. I'm taking you behind the scenes. Sometimes I have no idea what's going to happen. Sometimes I ask questions that I have no idea, the response to which I will receive. But either way, I know we're going to make it. I know we're going to become a billion-dollar tech company. I'm surrounded by some great people. We have great fun, and we do a lot of great things. And so it is my goal to show you my ups and my downs, my successes and my failures, the good decisions, and sometimes even the bad. But either way, we're on the same wavelength, the same mindset, and we will be successful. And with this, you shall be too. Welcome as we go behind the scenes. Okay, so this is one of the rare times I have to do an introduction to explain some things that are going on. So you've just heard the podcast introduction letting you know this is a behind the scenes episode. That being said, this is one of our early meetings with Code Ink. So some of these behind the scenes you actually heard out of order because I forgot about this episode. I kind of recorded it and I was frustrated this day, which I rarely get frustrated, but this meeting was a frustrating meeting for me because I was not able to get the full power of my team because, I don't know, maybe there were bad days or whatever it was, but the energy was down. There was negative energy in the air. And I'm really close. I was real close not to even air this one, but behind the scenes, right? So I want to show you everything. And it's not a bad episode, and it doesn't happen immediately, but you'll hear me be able to sense that there's something I'm not receiving in view of positive vibes. And I'm real big on energy, and I'm real big on all of us and anybody I work with operating in the same intelligence. It doesn't matter whose level of intelligence, that's a different thing, but and then from the infinite intelligence. And so if you've ever read Think and Grow Rich or anything like that, you would understand what I'm talking about. If not, then just hear me out. There's an emotional intelligence that you have to have when working with people. That's understanding how people feel and getting the best out of them and understanding how to speak to them so you can get the best out of them. And so a lot of things were happening. It was failing at this particular time. That was failing. I was failing. I couldn't get it. And we're trying to pick a slogan for the company. So stay tuned. Listen to what happens. These guys, the meeting winds up, we wind up getting to where we needed to get. But I actually had to tell them I need to pause and then come back. So check this out. And it's a good learning lesson because everybody learned this day, even me, because I wanted to be tough and shut things down, but that's not always the right thing to do. So pay attention to energy go down. I'm partially responsible for some of it. And then pay attention to towards the end, it goes back up. How I handle things, how they handle things, and take notes and apply to your company. Use what you want, discard what you don't.
So, well, in awkwardness, let me start the first part of the meeting over, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you guys just... So basically, whatever we do from this moment forth, we're not doing it for anything else but to reach millions, okay? There is nothing else. There is no other option. There's no other goal. We're reaching millions, okay? So you got your task that I want you to do every week in this fact, in what and you got your task that I want you to do every single week. But every single thing we're going to do, we're going to reach millions. Now, let me repeat what I was saying earlier, just for reiteration and a better understanding. So, you had your DVD, right, Coming to America.
Yeah.
So, like, pull out the DVD for me. Okay? So, this DVD, Coming to America, as Eddie Murphy on, and it's Paramount. So it's Paramount DVD, right? Paramount, okay, yeah. All right. So here's how this works. Now, let's see. This says 1999, but that's when it was re-released.
Right.
This came out in 1988. So let me tell you how this works, okay? So when you went to the movies in 1988, you would have seen every, like, say this came out in June 1988. Mm-hmm. You would have seen every single Paramount video or movie that was to come from Paramount only and whatever their subsidiary companies would have been, right? You would have saw previews of that. So before the movie started, you would have saw the next Paramount film, but it would have been like of the like genre. So if it would have been comedy, you more than likely would have been shown nothing but comedies from Paramount because it's smart. Well, you're here watching Coming to America, so they've already profiled you. You like Eddie Murphy, and you like comedies, and so let me show you more comedies of this variety, of this type. And so the power behind that is, whether we realize it or not, is since you just purchased this product, in this case, this movie ticket, we're now going to sell you more products like this. Okay. Now, in this case, since this was re-published, that's not a good word, it's re-released in 1999, you probably, on this DVD, have everything from 1999 that Paramount is doing, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it be you know what I'm saying? And so it would have been those previews, not from 1988, because that's kind of irrelevant.
Right.
Unless they were re-releasing stuff from 1988. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, great. And so, but that's the power of, they're not trying to, they've got you. But now they're trying to reach you again. But they're reaching millions by promoting, like they're already reaching millions, that's how they got you. But they're still keeping you in mind by trying to reach you again. We have you. Will you continue to stay a customer of us? But instead of asking you, they're presenting you more of them. Okay, we want to do the same thing. But we want to do it with podcasts, radio, et cetera, et cetera. But since we have such a wonderful podcast in which people reach and subscribe to, we want to do the same thing here. But I don't want to do it in the manner in which Paramount has done it. I want to do it in the manner in which, like, Tyler Perry has done it. Same concept, but different, because Tyler Perry owns his own studio. So let's play around with the joke here for a second, because here's where all the new information comes in. You buy a Tyler Perry play, but he's going to show you all the plays and his next upcoming movies.
Yes.
But he's really smart about it. Then he's going to go backwards. Hey, by the way, here's a Tyler Perry catalog, his website. Continue to do Tyler Perry things. Oh, and by the way, on TNT, there's my new show. And now it's on OWN, there's my new show. So you bought a Tyler Perry, but then you're going to see nothing but Tyler Perry in the thing. So it's like, thank you for buying our product, Tyler Perry. But let me tell you more about Tyler Perry products over and over and over. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then when you end, it's going to end with more Tyler Perry. It's almost like, you know, when he does his plays, and I love the way he does his plays, because this is something a lot of people do in their plays. They go, in fact, Kings of Comedy. Have you guys seen Kings of Comedy? Mm-hmm. Remember Kings? Okay, Kings of Comedy is a great example of this, and Tyler Perry is a great example of this here, which is what I want to duplicate with this tech company, but we'll explain in a second. So when you watch Kings of Comedy, which is another comedy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see the king, right? Remember all that? Yeah, you know, come on down. You show all the stuff, and then you finally got to the actual thing. But it was kind of including you.
Yeah.
While you were in the movie, they were pumping you up with everybody else's excitement.
Yeah.
And you kind of felt like this was a big deal. And you kind of felt like you're now a part of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, man, I'm excited, too. Oh, that was funny. And they made it entertaining. Like, in that advertisement, which was part of the movie, they made advertising part of the movie, and then they made it funny because it's a comedy movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So it wasn't just a stand-up. It wasn't just, all right, coming to the stage. It was, they made it a movie. And then, of course, it ended when they made a movie. And Bernie Mac kind of pitched an idea for his show. He wouldn't even try to pitch an idea for his show, but it wound up being the idea for his show and his comedy, and, you know, and things like that. So basically, I want to do the same thing here, but I want one. When it comes to coding, I want to be able to use, not a coding podcast. We already got Brick by Brick. We're already doing the business podcast, and we're already doing the motivational business side of it, and we're already giving away advice and things like that. However, I want Code Inc. to be able to advertise to the people who are already following us. We already have hundreds of thousands of subscribers right now. Right now. Listen to us every single week, some people every day. So it makes total sense to go to them first. Does that make sense? That's just, right? Are you in agreement with me, right? Pick the energy up, right? In agreement with me, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It makes total sense for us to do that. So that's kind of what I want to do with the podcast on this particular, when we do things, when I take people behind the scenes. Does that make sense? So, and you're on, to keep it natural, because Tempest is a boss, you won't ever know if I'm recording. So, continue to be your amazing selves, and we'll take it behind the scenes. And so you won't know, right? You won't know. Okay. You don't know if I'm recording now, right? Or something like that. So either way. So good. So let's continue our meeting. That's definitely the one thing I want to do. So remember what I told you earlier, that I want you to do every Friday. What I want you to do every Friday. It's important. You need to push up until we get it. Make sense?
Right.
All right. Great. What's the next thing? Oh. So we got some fundraising. Well, you guys had some wonderful, let me do it this way. What are some things, what did you like? I don't want to do this. Let's go backwards. Go back to my notes from last week. Like, scroll up. So what did you think about those movie ideas, or those commercial ideas that I had you? Yes, please.
There is one. It was one of y'all's.
Okay, so before we get to the ideas, we're a tech company, but you can see I'm thinking outside the box of how we're going to market us, how we're going to do some things. So shooting commercials as a tech company, and I kind of gave it to you guys in a weird way how to do it. What do you think about that? It's definitely different.
Shooting commercials in general?
No, about us being a tech company, we're shooting commercials, and you guys were actually building commercials for what we're going to do in the future.
I was just hoping that my idea was good.
Great. Great.
So, I was kind of on the same.
Yeah. Well, Tim has been with me for a while, so she knows I'm weird like that and think about that. But we've done this. We've done this before, sometimes successful, sometimes not successful, for another thing. And sometimes even for a church and other churches and things like that. However, it was a good idea, and so we're going to try to duplicate this good idea going on. All right, so go. Tell me about some of your ideas and things. Let's talk about the online meeting we basically had last week. So you had some fun doing that. Oh, I've got you. She's got your ideas written down right here. But you ain't got to talk about individuals. Just the commercials, right? Just free talk right now. This is the free talk period of the meeting.
We're trying to increase, not be like everybody else, but
no, we don't want to be like everybody else.
Right. But what I'm saying is, with the commercials, and people's people will get in. What's the word I'm looking for? I guess engaged in the commercials, and they'll be like, "Oh, that's a tech company."
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want, I don't want to shoot
a typical technology.
Because in business, you want people to fall in love with you.
Right.
So listen, Apple has a cult following. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm one of them. Right, right, yeah. I think everybody except for one person at this table. Well, you know what? Are you a cult follower of Apple? Okay, well, two of us here are cult followers of Apples, and you have
so
Apple
you
product. Okay, right?
But I think I wanted it because I ain't had a laptop, and now I have a laptop. I think I'm okay. No, you're not a cult follower.
Nah,
you're not a cult.
Anywho, the deal is, though, people buy Apple not just because they have great products, right? And that's not to say Apple does not. Of course they do. Apple is one of the. Apple is a weird company. The nation's never. The world's never seen a company like Apple. And this isn't just to boast and brag about Apple, but Apple's a different kind of tech company altogether. Like, let me see if I can give you some examples of this. Windows was instrumental into bringing a couple of things. Okay, so Windows brought in things like word process, at least made them famous, and of course blew up all the world of solitaire, right? It was the most popular game of players that went free. And so Windows really, really made the PC. Okay, this is, which is personal computer. They took this computer and they took a chance, a risk. It was an incredible risk. This is why Bill Gates was so, let's make that personal for everybody. Like, that doesn't make sense, right? And of course, in a few years later, Apple would kind of make that idea cool or more fun and more space age, right? And, you know, but, and so they had that software. And what Windows would do is they would charge you for their software. Okay, like it was normal. Like if you haven't been paying attention lately in this age we are now, you don't really buy software as much as you used to. Well, you do. You still do. But now everybody's kind of moving to like the monthly spending. Like even Adobe has gone to apps. And so like, you know what I'm saying? You buy Photoshop, it used to cost $2,000 or more, depending on depending on what level you want to buy. But now they got it online. This is right? It's online, like $99 a month. It's moving towards apps. And it's not just because of that. Because things have kind of shifted. Like, Windows kind of failed. Came back. Windows have come back in a major way, right? A super-duper major way. Windows literally has completely redeveloped themselves. I don't have time to get into that now. But I'm explaining this to you because I want you to understand that how different Apple is. But Windows would literally charge you for the software. $199 for Windows XP or $299 for this and that. And then that's how they would make the money. You're talking about 10 million people buying, yes. Right? And so they had, like, you know, a bunch of stuff, right? Bill Gates had a wonderful plan, did a wonderful job. And it speaks volumes to somebody like him or anybody like that. Mark Zuckerberg is the same way. Like, I'm in college, drop out of college, now you have to work for me with a college degree, right? Or something like that, right? So it definitely speaks volumes of what you are. But nonetheless, here's why Apple is so different. And this is, and we, at this time, we can't do this here, but here's why Apple is so different. Apple doesn't just make software. This is why Apple is a company that's never been seen before. Apple makes hardware and software, and they literally give you the software for free. Mm-hmm. See, it's a completely different model from Windows, because Windows didn't make its hardware. Compaq, HP, Toshiba, Dell, they made the hardware. Windows would power it with the software. You start to get it now?
Yeah.
Well, that's not how Apple works. Apple makes the hardware and then turns around and gives you, like, this amazing software for free because you're buying the hardware. And they can do that because they control both. They can pay. You know what I'm saying? So when you think of Samsung is a great company, but it's hardware. It's powered by Google if you're going to get Android. You know what I'm saying? Google's making the Android, the software, Samsung's making the hardware. So this is why sometimes, and I'm not talking about any company, but this is why sometimes, this is why sometimes some Like, they'll try something on the software side, and it doesn't really work with the hardware. Because they don't control it. Somebody is completely compartmentalized in another place, in another company, with another standard. And they're doing the software, but then they're doing the hardware, and they're trying to make it match. Apple can get by, avoid some of these obstacles, because in the same place is somebody doing the, you know what I'm saying, the hardware and the software. So we can't do that. But the point is, people have fallen in love with Apple and Samsung and Android. For these reasons, for the different uniquenesses that they have. You know what I'm saying? We want people to fall in love with us, but we don't want to do it. We want to be true to us. So if we're going to make commercials and show them, well, we don't want to say, hey, tech company, buy us. We want to inspire people. So we came up with a slogan, maybe, last week. Do we have the slogan written down? We couldn't decide on, so we're going to have to work this out now. We couldn't decide on one. So you guys had two. So we're going to see if we're going to fuse the two together. We're going to do that. If not, we're going to keep one. So we're going to vote tonight. So it was written down too. What is it?
Push, win,
or both. You guys can decide. So basically, here's what we decided. We decided that in our commercials, we want to push an idea, a thought, a theology, an ideology. Push, or in this case, win. So we decided last week, we wanted our customers, we want to inspire people with thought, like Nike. Of course they sell tennis shoes, but they just do it. It's so powerful. So Just Do It came out like 1985, 1986. Mm-hmm. This is 2016. Your campaign, your slogan is pretty powerful. When it's still relevant 30 years later.
They don't even have anybody saying it anymore. They just
show
the
check. But everybody still knows this. It's such, it's so powerful. It's become a culture. Like, you understand that Nike told you, whoever you are, whatever you are, just do it, right? And of course, they got their own backdrop and story behind that, which we won't get to. But you can read about it in the book called New Brand World if you want to. But either way, they inspire. They went from the number three shoe in America to number one in not only America, but the world, just about. Because they inspired. You understand? Like, if they didn't sell the tennis shoe, they sold the idea. They sold the movement. They sold an emotion. Does that make sense? All right, we want to do the same thing. So, let's push, win. Which one? You got to talk loud. I can't even.
I like push.
You like push. Okay, what about you? You like win, right?
All right.
That's what we did. And then did you decide? Talky with some volume. You like win. So you like win. You like win. You like push. All right, well, since Timothy is awesome, let's go and win. How about that?
What happened to both? I thought that's what we were doing.
Because I was thinking push myself. But so if you're going to do both, how do you put both together? You say push, win? Push, win? That kind of has a... when you think about it, when you put push, win, it's fast together like that. That says something completely different. That says.
Wait a minute. She sent it to us, though. The actual.
Right, but this is the first time we talked about it out loud. She said, push, win. We didn't come together. That was an online meeting. We didn't come together and actually say that out loud. When you say that, okay, let's talk this out, okay? Let's talk this out. Like, pick up your energy, please, everybody. Let's talk this out. Push, win, go.
You have to pause.
You do have to pause, but can you make people pause?
No, never mind.
Or that's okay. That's okay if we probably can if we market it that way or say it that way. But keep going, right?
Well, when we combine it with the commercials and how we discuss, like, the big girl working out.
Okay, big girl working out commercial.
Push.
Okay.
Then you have the single father who's doing everything that he can.
Okay, so you're vying for push. Like you're
saying, I'm combining them. Like as far as the commercial goes, like you're saying, like how do we do the
pump? Right, but you know, this is one commercial. This, we had an overweight lady working out, right? And of course, but shoot, that in a very respectable manner.
Right.
And now you bring it in the single father. Those are two different commercials.
Okay.
Oh, we didn't. I thought that was the one commercial. Yeah. Yeah. Like, sing.
Two different
commercials. Okay,
gotcha. Oh, no.
Yeah, two different commercials.
So basically, she's working out. That's your push.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, she gets on the scale, and she, like, drops a pound. It's like, win.
Okay.
It's like, regardless of what she's doing.
That makes sense.
She's pushing to get to a certain goal, so every goal that she reaches is a win.
Okay. Comments?
That's good.
That's both
good.
Together. I'm not disagreeing. We're here to talk. I'm not disagreeing.
I'm saying that's good.
But your energy got to be up, that's for sure.
So
come on, so we can get
some
positive vibes. No, go, please.
So if we have that concept for everything that we do, like, if we begin each commercial with them pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the commercial, we show a win for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's combining both of them.
Okay, I've got...
It's still giving, like, a break in it, but it's like, you're pushing to get to this win, so...
Yeah.
Fair enough. I got no problem with that.
Okay.
Give me some more talk on that.
Let's see.
I'm going to tell you right now, I have a concern with it when you say it real fast.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so say push to win.
Okay, but push to win works. But when you say push win, it's not like you're telling somebody to fart. Okay?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I caught that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to dismiss anything.
Right.
I just want us to... I don't want that to backfire. It's like a good idea that we didn't see coming.
Right. So either push to win... Or we're going to have to pick one.
But so you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't mean to disagree. I'm just saying until I said it out loud, I didn't see that coming. Like, I couldn't see that on paper. Mm-hmm. But when I said it out loud, I heard that. Right? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, of course, if I was a publicist, I'd be like, well, no publicity is... It's bad, right? So people go out there making jokes about it and say, push win.
Yeah.
They'll know who we are.
You know
however.
Push win.
However, let me just throw this out there. I'd much rather not have the brand associated with breaking win. There's so many different emotional responses there. Funniest one. But I don't want it. It is, people like, you know what, I hate this product. That's exactly why this slogan is push win, because they're full of, right? I don't want that to happen. But that's, of course, like, we, none of us did. Listen, here's the only reason I'm talking about this. I'm not saying no Kabamba. And the way you said push to win, totally... eliminates that issue, right? This isn't about disagreeing. We had a good idea last week. This is the power of talking about it with one another. You know, we wouldn't even came up with this until we said it a lot.
Yeah.
Right? You get what I'm saying? It's four different brains. Power. There's power in brains. There's power in different opinions, different frame of references, different cultures. You know what I'm saying? It's power here. So great. So let's go back to it. So again, please don't. I'm not trying to disagree with you. I want everything you have to say, and then we'll decide as a group. Okay? Got it? All right. So nothing wrong with your push separate win the way you said it. Nothing wrong with push to win, okay? And there's nothing wrong with just win. Let's narrow it down, because what we're going to decide until we change it, it's going to be how we're going to market this company. Now, on the website, we got, you know, power to, what did we say? Power. Yeah, it's like, right. We started off by admission, and you corrected me, right? I wrote power to regular people. He's like, well, hold on now. Like, what's up with regular people? Like, what are you trying to say? Great point. Sometimes you put stuff out, and you haven't thought it through when you said, because I didn't say it out loud. I just typed it.
Power to everyday people.
Cool. That's cool. There's nothing wrong with saying power to everyday people. That's what we want to do. That's more like a vision statement, right? Mm-hmm. But power to everyday people it's not marketable.
Yeah.
Nobody's rushing out. No, actually, let me say it this way. Power to everyday people doesn't create an emotional response. Make sense? Like, when I say Harley Davidson, it doesn't matter who you are. In fact, let's prove it. Harley Davidson. I'm going to go one by one. Who rides Harley Davidson?
Different types of people. All types of people.
Oh, interesting. Okay, let's go to you. Who rides Harley Davidson?
Everyone, being married to a biker, everybody drives a car.
Okay, there we go. So that's everybody. And you said you're married to a biker, and so everybody for sure. Okay. Right. Who rides Harley Davidson?
I was gonna say old white men.
Okay, so old white men, no problem. You're absolutely correct.
Well, there's a Harley Davidson store like around the corner from my house, and that's all.
That's all
care.
She ever sees. Old white men.
That's what I
that's this is perfect. Listen, she's right, and you're right. Now, by her house, living on the north side of Houston, that's the location probably. It's filled with old white men. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Do young black men ride Harley Davidsons?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, right? This is absolutely correct. Do dentists ride Harley Davidsons?
Yes, but you wouldn't know they were dentists. I'm just saying.
Okay, so here's what's happening. No matter what I say, the answer is going to be yes, that person rides a Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
Because the emotional response that Harley Davidson has created when you say Harley Davidson. Well, actually, let me see if I can get you to say it. What if you had to sum up how Harley Davidson makes people feel in one or two words, what would you say? Go. Say it loud so I can hear you, because it's loud.
Mercedes and bikes.
And so one or two words, you say Mercedes and bikes. No, how does it make you feel? Oh, theme is Mercedes and bikes. That's what you're saying. Okay. Upper end, Mercedes and bikes.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead. There's no right or wrong answer. Like, how does it make you feel? Not the answer I was supposed to hear.
No, I'm saying, swag.
Mm-hmm. Swag. So, let's define swag for me in the way you're using it. Which we all know what swag is, but...
Like, confidence.
Confidence. Okay, I like that. Okay, you go.
It doesn't make me feel. I don't know. It doesn't.
That's fine.
It doesn't make me feel anything.
No, but you don't own a Harley Davidson, right? Because it doesn't make me feel anything, right? We're not saying Harley Davidson has 100% of the world.
Right.
However, for me, it says community. For me, it says when you own a Harley Davidson, you're joining a part of a community, like a fraternity. Or a sorority, right? Because you can see a woman on a Harley Davidson and you wouldn't be weird. Like, it wouldn't be like, oh, man, black, white. It's like, there's no race. There's nothing. Of course, you may predominantly see a particular where you're from. But the point is, Harley Davidson creates an emotional response. You got me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Apple is an emotional response for Apple. I'm not saying everybody has the same response.
People
were lined up today. Apple seems to carry, right? this is almost, of course, this isn't meant to be the one-all statement, right? But Apple seems to carry with it upper class, right? I may be saying that wrong. Like, this is Like, they're not lowering their prices mm-hmm. anytime soon. Does that make sense? Okay. Okay. Okay.
Right.
So, if I don't say upper class, can I say at least? Because that seems a bit wrong. But you get what's high end.
Yes.
High end is the best way to say
high
it.
End.
Apple carries with it high end.
Yes.
Okay, so if you're going to buy Apple, you're going to expect fingerprint touching, retina scans, whatever reason, whatever high end means to you, right? All right, good. It creates an emotional response. Say Android, and I'm not trying to talk about anybody, but it definitely says a whole bunch of people. Affordable. Non-Apple. Anti-Apple. It says so many, right? Right? Okay, watch this here. I'll prove it, because here's what I'm trying to get to. I'll prove it. Honda. Millions of cars. Is Bentley trying to sell millions of cars? Okay, so everybody universally says Bentley does not care about quantity. What do they care about?
Quality.
Okay, and so there's a certain type of people, whatever those type of people is, whatever it is, Bentley are not trying to sell 5 million cars. Have you ever seen a Bentley commercial?
No.
See what just happened there? The product is so high end, not only does it speak for itself, they don't shoot commercials for it. What would happen if Bentley...
Everybody go try and get it.
And once everybody go get a Bentley because they start shooting commercials, what happens to the product? So Bentley is trying to be exclusive. And that is why they continue to be Bentley. Does that make sense? Like, you're not going to go buy a Bentley if your neighbor has one. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying this isn't meant for me to be right. This isn't meant to say it's right. This isn't meant to make sense about the people. The point is they have a marketing goal. And that goal is to be exclusive.
Right.
Harley Davidson has a marketing goal. And that goal is to be high-end but inclusive. When you're in this club, you're a Harley guy, a Harley woman, whatever it is, mm-hmm. right? You get the jacket, you get the...
Mm-hmm.
All right. So power to everyday people is not doing anything. It's just something, all right? But push, win, or whatever you're going to decide, that both of those words now create an emotional response. Get it? You get me? I just had long explanations to say this here to get you to think about the marketing of the company. Does that make sense? Or the marketing of, we want people to have an emotional response about our product. Make sense? All right. So, that being said, which emotional response do you want to create? Push or win? Neither is wrong. What's special, what's emotional, what's personal to you? Because if you believe it, we can push it.
I like what Tiffany said.
And what did she say?
Push to me. Because it... It's letting you know...
Talk louder for a minute.
It's letting you know to get... For me, it's like, okay, in order for me to get to where I need to be, in order for me to win, I need to push through whatever I'm going to do. I need to push. So that's what I get out of it.
Push to win. So you like what Tempest said, push to win. Okay, what about you?
Now I've changed my mind to push.
You changed your mind to push. At first it was win, it's push. Okay, what about you? What did you originally say?
I said win.
Okay, so now we're stuck between push to win and push. I was already at push. Period. Okay? I was already at push. So, what we got?
2-2.
You like what Tim is? 2-2 again. That's no problem. That's no problem because both of these are right. What's the one that we can get behind? What's personal? What's the one? If it creates an emotional response for us, we will automatically create an emotional response for that. So we got push, we got push to win. Go. Picture the product. Now, Tiff, go in your head. You go into the store. You walk into our own store, our own Apple stores, right? Our own chain Apple stores. On the sign, like you're not you. You're the customer. What is it saying? Says push. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna have to end this conversation. Okay, great. So, all right, let's do that.
Okay, I'm back, and so we're still at Starbucks. Now I have to explain to you what's happening now. So I had to stop the recording, and I had to tell them off recording because they were aware that we were recording. I had to calm myself down. Not that I was irate, but again, big on energy. And then I had to tell them, listen, we're all here for the same reason. Don't let my excitement or my dominance stop you from being creative in yourself. And so what I had to realize what was going on, and we were just new. So we were still building chemistry together. We were still learning each other. Something about me in some cases, or something about the mood, whatever it was stopping people from talking and giving me their best. So I paused, relaxed everyone, continued to encourage everyone, and then we got finally to a decision in which we still hold by today. This is one of our very earliest meetings. Again, this is out of order. This is like the second or third meeting we ever had as a company. So pay attention, and it's 6-7 minutes left in the episode, and then you'll see us get to a happy ending.
All right, so go, please.
Everybody has to push. To get through whatever they need to get through, they have to push through it.
Fair enough. I like that.
So it's like a driving, like, push. Just keep pushing. Because I know I tell myself you have to get up and get up. Like, in some shape, form, or fashion, yeah, we tell ourselves every day to push.
Yeah.
Be it push through emotions, be it push through tiredness, be it push through, I can't stand it right now, but I just got to push through it because I know it's ahead of me. Push. You have to just push, regardless of what you do. You have to push. In some shape or fashion, you have to push.
Right. I got no issue with that. Okay, listen, I'm not. Well, go. You say something.
Well, push is fine. That's what I saw on the floor. Push is fine.
Push
I
is
agree
fine.
With whatever I
can. All right, so listen. We're going to have a lot more hard discussions. But it comes with territory. I mean, it's not the goal of creating a $1 billion tech company is hard. If everybody could do it, they would. That's not. But here's the deal. That's not like let me. That's not the goal. Like I'm saying that, but that's not the. If money is the goal, we'll fail every time. Like that's not the. First off, it's not enough. It's. Not that $1 billion is not enough. I'm saying the motivation of money is not enough. Like, it doesn't even exist. Money doesn't even exist, but I don't even feel like getting into that right now. It's not a motivation. It's not something high on people's list. As much as we would like to say it is, it's not. I want to say it's Haslow's. Google that for me. Let me make sure I'm right. Just spell it as best you can. I remember this in psychology a long time ago. Haslow's hierarchy. Try that. So I can Google that for me.
Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yes, Maslow's. So it's not Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Now let's open it up for me. It doesn't matter. Like
Jesus.
Yeah, this is serious, right? So Maslow. So basically, here's what was happening. 1943. I don't know why I remember this shit. This is important. Well, because I don't know why. I just, maybe that's why I'm freaking CEO, right? Because I'm a nerd. Either way, Maslow's hierarchy of needs says this here. I mean, you can read it right there, but this is serious. This says that at the, what was that? So at the top, so at the bottom, basic needs.
Yes.
Food, water, warm, wealth. Yep. Up above that is security, safety. So we're talking about money. Okay, security, safety. So listen. Maslow is saying this here. They did this study. It's about 1943. What's going on, man? All right. This is like 1943. He's saying, listen, people aren't motivated by what you think. You can't just throw money at people and expect them. People, if we make money the goal, we'll fail every time because that's not the motivational factor here. And I wouldn't even buy from a company that wants my money, right?
Yeah.
I understand that you need money to be in business in the world. But if that's your goal, I'm not really interested in your company. Customers, if you want me happy with your customer satisfaction, I'll freely give you my money. But if I know, right, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So basically, here's what it said. People will literally take a pay cut to work in an environment they enjoy with people they enjoy.
Yeah.
So money's not that high, right? So if we make this, I'll say you can stop looking at Maslow's. And I don't know why that popped up in my head. But my point was, we're going to continue to have these difficult conversations. And I don't want to make this about money. And I don't want to tell you, do better, right? It's not about that. But give me what I need, which is simply your energy.
Yeah.
I can't buy that anywhere else. If it's, like, I'm not asking you to think if you're not a thinker. And I'm not asking you to do if you're not a doer. But to add value to the conversation without altering the conversation or the mood of it, it's important. You know what I'm saying? So if everybody can do this, everybody would do this. They can't. So push. Is that what we, I would love to hear your thoughts. You got the highest level of empathy at the table. Push. Right? And if you don't have them, you don't have them. I would like, I respect everybody's opinion. I especially respect yours. I would like to hear it. Something to say concerning push.
No, I don't. I agree with what Deanna said, but I don't have anything to say about it. I agree with it.
Okay, fair enough. So that's it. So I guess we're going to push. That's it? All right, cool. Push it is. That's what we're going to roll with. That's going to be our company's tagline. So let's do whatever we can to create, duplicate, and push that emotion.
Tony and I laughed about this episode, by the way.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great. Amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it, do it, see it, and then give it back to others. Brick by brick.